Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. Ruth King is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Ruth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the CEO of Profitability Channel. Profitability Channel. Say that three times real fast. She's also the author of The Ugly Truth about small business and The Ugly Truth About Managing People, and probably another Ugly Truth book out there that I don't have in front of me. And she's our good friend, Ruth King. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Ruth, now your business, your primary business is video, online video, helping people get the information they need and connect with other people through online video. Is that a fair way to say what you do?
That's a very fair way to say what we do, yeah.
Okay. Years ago, after 9-1-1, not really, very soon after 9-1-1, which was actually a little bit before I knew you, mm-hmm. I started telling my audience that the biggest threat to the online, to the hospitality, the business hospitality industry and the travel industry, primarily airlines, and I guess you could throw in rental cars in there too, that the biggest threat to those areas of our market, of our economy, was not terrorism, but technology. And your company is walking, talking example of what I was talking about, and that's the increased diffusion of video conferencing through a number of applications that's become available to everybody right now.
Absolutely. I mean, we started doing this in 1998. And in 1998, before I knew you, we only had really high-tech stuff. We had ISDN lines and T1s and things that most small businesses couldn't afford. Now we're still using that technology, and you can download free software off the Internet, and you just pay for the time that you use, and up to 20 people can see each other at the same time, share documents and all those types of things. And
right on the desktop.
Right on the desktop. You need a noise-canceling microphone and a camera, which costs you about $100.
Well, and so, folks, one thing to think about is those of you who are thinking about buying a laptop this week maybe, or the next one you buy, be sure to get one with a built-in camera.
Well,
what do you think, Ruth?
I wouldn't get a built-in camera just yet, because there's some better things than that are camera and noise-canceling microphones in one piece, and that's probably the best that you want.
That's
fine,
but what I'm getting at is you can buy the camera built-in for when you order it for probably an extra $39 or something, and if you find yourself where you don't have that handy-dandy little camera you were just talking about, you got your camera right there built into the laptop.
Yeah, you can do that.
I wasn't saying that was the best one, Ruth. You're such a snob when it comes to technology, Ruth. My laptop that I make my living on, basically, doesn't have a camera, but it's older, and so the next one I order will have a camera in it.
Yeah.
Even though I plan to have a more expensive one, but the point is we're singing off the same music here, Ruth.
The point is that
technology is really allowing us to have access face-to-face, almost touch the flesh. Not touch the flesh, but see the flesh capability in business. It's here. It's available. It's just that everybody doesn't have it. It's the only reason why more people are using it.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
Now, go ahead. You were going to say something.
The thing that we found also, though, is that a lot of people are really antsy about it, because, you know, with a telephone, you're basically anonymous. And when you're actually on a video, people can see you, sometimes they'll go, I don't look good, I mean, just ignore all that stuff.
Well, I can pick my nose on a telephone.
Okay, let's not go there.
You know, like I said, there's nothing normal around here. But no, Siri, you're right about that. You know, I often have a bad hair day, Ruth, and I don't want everybody to see it. So you're right. But still,
get over it.
yeah, exactly. But I'll tell you something. There's something about seeing people that makes a difference, doesn't it? It's a form. You know, I keep coming back. I keep coming back to Nesbitt's words from Megatrends.
Mm-hmm.
When he said, yes, we'll have high tech, but we'll still want high touch.
Yep.
Video conferencing is a form of high touch.
Absolutely. And there's just the dimension of being able to see and see expressions and read people's faces and those types of things you can't do on a phone.
You know what I'm amazed about, Ruth? I'm absolutely flabbergasted. Excuse me. That grandparents haven't gotten this technology hasn't exploded because of grandparents. If the 80-year-old grandparents out there knew, they really understood how easy it was to be able to see their grandchildren across the country or around the world, mm-hmm. they'd be buying this stuff up like crazy.
Yep, exactly. Well, it was funny because Christmas time, Kate, my daughter, had a play, so she didn't come home, so she went to my mom's house and brought her laptop with her camera, and we plugged it in.
Her built-in camera?
Her built-in camera, yeah.
Okay.
plugged it in so my mother could see us at Christmas time, and she was just thrilled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, listen, when my son was in Iraq the first time, at the end of his first tour, he was only a month away from coming home. I found out that they had a camera on top associated with the IM. He and I had been IMing a little bit
when
he came back to base. And I found out they had a camera. Well, guess what? About 30 minutes after I found out that they had a camera, I then owned a camera.
Yeah.
And the next time we talked, we were able to see each other face-to-face.
It's cool.
And that's rudimentary over IM, no question about it.
Yeah.
But what you and I are talking about is a high-quality, professional-grade ability to deliver proposals, to conduct business meetings, and I'm still amazed that more people aren't doing it. Ruth, what do you think?
The technology, to its point, has not been out very long. It hasn't been perfected for probably now. We've had it 4 or 5 months. So, I mean, it's not... I mean, you used to have to do the thing that we did with broadcasting,
yeah.
i.e. one-to-many. Now we have the capability to do what we're doing.
Right. Hold on to that thought. Ruth King, folks, we're going to come back and talk about some of the applications, some of the ways you can use this, and find out how really inexpensive it is. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. A little Shocking Blue bringing us back with Venus. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, you know, folks, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, that's the website. And when you get there, you can find my blog. You can find my knowledge base, askjim.biz. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members. If you've got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, how much time you have, whatever topic is on your mind under the Small Business Sun, we have something there for you. So I hope you check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ruth King is our guest, and she is all over our websites and has contributed so much to us over the years. Ruth, tell us how we can find you online and how we can find your books.
The online is www.profitabilitychannel.com or www.ontheribbon.com, which is the video conferencing piece that we've just been talking about.
Right, right.
Books are available in any bookstore. You can go to www.theuglytruthaboutsmallbusiness.com or www.theuglytruthaboutmanagingpeople.com. Either or, we'll get both of those books, or you can call us at 800-511-6844.
All right, so check that out, folks. You know, Ruth, we're talking about video conferencing, and one of the reasons I think video conferencing still hasn't caught on like it could, at least you know, especially from a standpoint of everyday use, is we still have our computer on one desk and our telephone on the other desk.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Correct.
The computer's on the credenza and the phone's on the desk, and there the twain shall meet. Now, there is some crossover applications that you can do to connect the two, but most people don't talk every day on the phone to people over their computer. They do it by picking up a handset.
Mm-hmm.
We still do. I still do that.
I do too.
And once we get everything connected through the big pipes over our desktop, our electronic desktop, that's when it'll be awfully easy just to click over and click on the video, right?
Right, and the video conferencing we do, you don't need a phone. It's all done on the computer.
Exactly. So tell us how it works.
Well, basically what you do is download some free software and set up a conference and invite the people you want to invite at
such
and
we do
such
this
time.
On where do we
online.
Get this? I know, but where do we go? Tell us where we get it.
Okay. Good. You would ask me that question.
On the ribbon.
Go to ontheribbon.com.
Yeah.
And then I've got it's.
That's where they go, though, right? They just go to onribbon.com, download the software.
Well, no, actually, you don't download the software from there. It's www.scopiaonline.com.
Scopiadownload.com
is what it is.
Scopiadownload.com, okay.
Right.
And they get the software there.
They get the software there, and then what we do is we set them up an account, and they can...
At ontheribbon.com.
Ontheribbon.com, and they can start doing what they want to do, invite guests and go from there.
And then, but the other people have to have the same stuff, though, right?
Correct. Everybody has to have the same software. Everybody needs a camera and everybody needs a noise canceling microphone.
Okay. All right.
And that's basically what
and
you
now,
need.
The thing is, some people might say, well, you know, I already have IM. I can already do. I already have Skype or whatever. But that's not the quality you're talking about, right?
Well, and not only that, this is something where you invite a group of people. You can have up to 20 people who can see each other at the same
time.
You're
not saying, we're not saying that this is the alternative to a quick IM video conference, video message. You're saying for a business application where you want to have multiple guests, you want to do a formal presentation, that kind of thing, right?
Well, let's assume that you're in a position where you've got to share documents. Let's assume that you're all working remotely. You know, somebody's in California, somebody's in New York, somebody's here in Atlanta, somebody's in Florence, Alabama.
Right.
We all have to look at a particular document. You can all share it online and work on it together. So if you're working on a virtual proposal, for example, or you've got a marketing piece that needs to go out and your creative folks are in Chicago and you need to be here, everybody can look at the piece at the same time.
Right.
You can't do that with Skype. You can't do that with IM.
And there's a term for all that, folks. It's called cloud computing. Because all that's taking place out in the internet. It's not taking place so much on the desktop.
No, that's correct.
It's being the application and all the power, the processing power, is so called in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we're going to do a cloud computing interview with Maya Sisk tomorrow. With IBM, by the way, so I'm looking forward to that. But this what you're doing is setting us up for that. But I think it's important to start using that term, Ruth, because cloud computing is the future, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
It's where you make your living, basically, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As we used to call them ASP, application service provider, and it's also called software as a service, that kind of thing. Ruth, last thoughts, 30 seconds.
It's something that's of the future. If you don't want to get on an airplane anymore and you need to communicate face-to-face with people, this is the way to go.
And the software is at Scopia.com?
Scopiadownload.com.
Download.com. Then they go to ontheribbon.com to use your service.
That's it.
And the books are there too, right?
The books are there.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Ruth, for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim, for having me.
We'll see you next time. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. And a good sport, too. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.